This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, President Donald Trump stops a meeting to ask Kenosha pastors to pray. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
Kenosha, Wisconsin has been in the news recently because of riots that had broken out in response to the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who is now paralyzed. Blake, who had an open warrant out for his arrest, was forbidden from going to the home of his victim because of previous sexual assaults. So when he violated that order and sexually assaulted her again, she called 911. Upon the police responding to that call, Blake resisted the officers and was shot 7 times in the back as he was trying to enter his vehicle. Riots in the streets have been ongoing nightly, and multiple businesses have been victims of arson. Car lots have been completely destroyed, and other businesses have been burned to the ground. President Trump immediately offered assistance to the city, and after a few days, they finally accepted his offer and received the federal assistance with troops to regain law and order. On Tuesday, September 1st, President Trump personally visited Kenosha. He toured the damaged areas, met with 6 people who had lost their businesses, and promised that we will help you rebuild. This is a great area, a great state. Trump conducted a meeting with leaders including Attorney General William Barr, Senator Ron Johnson, and local congressmen, Chief of Police, and Chad Wolf, the head of Homeland Security. Pastors James and Sharon Ward have been pastors of Jacob Blake's family for more than 30 years and were also a part of the summit. Midway through the conference, President Trump went off script, turned to the African-American pastors, and asked, "Would you like to lead us in prayer?" The entire room bowed their heads in reverence, and the Kenosha pastor led in a powerful petition asking God for unity and for the power of God to take over the situation in their city. After the prayer, President Trump asked Pastor Sharon if she would like to say something, and she took the opportunity to say that she represents intercessors and that we need to mobilize people of prayer to pray for this country, and that it is important to have Black people at the table as part of finding the solution to the problems we are facing. Pastor James spoke from his heart to the president and to the other leaders, explaining about his partnership between pastors and the police, and said that if pastors do our job well, it'll make the police officer's job easier. He continued to describe that there are 3 types of law that govern our society: spiritual, moral, and civil law, and that if we don't deal with the spiritual and moral law and change the hearts of people, we will continue to need bigger prisons. He added that Jesus himself was the peacemaker, and we want to be a service to you about how we build the foundations of spirituality and morality. I would like to say we are here to be of service to you and for our country, and we can help, listen, and have empathy. We want to be of service to you and to our nation to bring healing. We are available. As Pastors James and Sharon focus their remarks on prayer, moral law, and spiritual law, we as Christians need to initiate our intercession to petition God to change the hearts of our people. Lord, heal our land. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.